5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
What do you do when you're out in the dance?
Put moron number two on the phone.
I cut a considerable rung.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour. I feel good.
Yeah, there's never been any question about that, by the way. I'll tell you what, we're here for a Monday.
Monday.
And that means Damo in.
Yes.
Talking footy, big round of footy, of course. So we're looking forward to Purple. And then a bit of topics Brayshaw, I see. Ooh. Then a bit of topics Brownless, I see.
Yeah.
I'm worried about the back end of the show, by the way. And something's been happening within this office that I... Because I'm not around here much.
No, you're not.
A lot I don't catch up with. So hoses my ears and eyes.
The great find.
Yes. So I'm going to find out a bit about that, and then at the end we'll have a really poor Monday joke. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jim. Happy Monday. As you said, we haven't been in for the last 2 weeks, so it's good to be here and actually see you in the studio.
Well, I'm the only one that works beside of Rosie.
No, Jim.
You
have disappeared.
You do nothing.
I'm here. I'm at Geelong. At least I turn up.
Really?
I front.
Well, but then when you're there...
I work for a while and then I just drop off. PTJ, they're calling you. Part-time gym.
Oh,
no. Hello, hose! What's the population, please, there, Rebs?
3,400. No, that's the postcode.
Oh, Rebs.
You missed that on Friday.
Come on, Bartholomew.
We're talking about nil.
We're talking about nil.
North nil, 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 nil.
That's it, Jim. Yeah, so, and the what's the population? He said 3,400 and whatever. Oh, sorry, that's the postcode.
Well, he had his mind elsewhere, Rebs.
He's overseas.
He's
for
buggered
2 weeks.
Off for a couple of weeks. So
we've got Rosemary.
I know. How
the
good.
Button pusher. The anchor.
Very good. Very good. Now, speaking of which,
you got a rap for us?
Yeah.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
All right. No footy because there's Damo out there. His glasses look
ready to go.
Foggy. Can't wait to come in. We'll talk about the Lewis Young bump too because Fanny can get a week for that, the game stuff, Jim.
Oh, no. Yes.
But Melbourne Storm, Rugby League, they have scored 120 points in the last 2 weeks, Jim. They defeated Warriors
last week,
70-10, and then beat Newcastle 50-2, Jim.
Rugby league.
That's it. Well done, Hose. Now, have a listen to this, Jim. This is how dominant they were.
Yes.
I pulled this out of the paper.
Did you? Yeah.
They had 100% of the ball for the first 10 minutes, right?
Yes.
For the first 10 minutes, Jim. And did not lay one tackle until the 12th minute mark. This is rugby. Didn't lay one tackle.
No.
Having said that, the Knights, on the other hand, they'd laid 52.
Yeah.
But Storm hadn't laid 152. So they just belted the Knights there.
Knights are the worst team in the comp, by the way.
Well, but still, you just got to beat who's there, Jim.
Well, no.
And guess what Bellyache said after the
what
win?
What did he say, the ache?
Guess what he said? Could have done better.
Oh.
You got to love Bellyache. Could have done better. The NBL's getting very interesting.
Well, the Jack Jumpers. Jackies.
Well, of course, United won the other night, Thursday night. Mm. Then we went over to Tasmania Saturday night. Jack Jumpers won that, 79-72.
Mm.
So tonight is game 3, the big one.
The decider.
John Cain Arena, 7:30. Tickets through Ticketek.
Yes.
Big, big game, and we need Goldie to fire up tonight and just shoot the lights out there at John Cain.
Mm.
Well done to the Jack Jumpers.
Yes. First year in.
And Sydney Kings are just sitting there waiting. They won their first two games, so they defeated the Hawks. So whoever wins this tonight takes on the Kings in the, they play three games also, don't they, I think. The netball. What about the Magpies? Defeated our girls, the Vixens, over the weekend. 70-60, Jim.
What happened?
Oh, just too good, the Maggies. No. I think Jack Givenham might have played and shot some points. He's doing everything else at the minute,
yes,
Jackie boy.
He is.
A bit of soccer. I love this. Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
Everton fans, what about this, Jim? They set up some fireworks outside the Hilton Hotel where they were playing Chelsea the next day. Chelsea were staying ahead of their big clash, right? A video of the fireworks being set off has emerged online, Jim.
Yep.
Lasted more than an hour and a half. And
no way.
It was at about 3 o'clock in the morning. Guess what happened? Everton won, Chelsea nil.
Ooh.
They won.
So
Everton
got
won
the result.
And I actually spoke to
Who did you speak to?
One of the players.
What's his name?
Jorginho. Jorginho. I spoke to him and I asked him, did that really happen with the firework stuff, Georgie?
Yes, it was a bit noisy. I woke up, I was like, what's going on here? But we were aware that could happen. And then we knew that maybe it would happen and we just fell asleep again and to be right today.
He sounded a bit tired when I spoke to him.
Well, you thought he was tired then, yeah.
I think they kept him up, the fireworks. Yeah, yeah. And while we're speaking soccer, over in the Scottish League, Jim, Ange Postecoglou, superstar here in Australia, remember he took over Celtic and there was all sorts of bad news. What's this Aussie doing there? He can't coach. Of course, they won the title in his first year. Mm-hmm. Looks like they're going to win again. They're about 6 or 7 points clear with 3 games to go, 2 of them at home. They win one of them. He wins again. He's going to become a superstar over there in Scotland. So well done to Ange.
On the oath it is.
Because he copped a hiding when he got appointed over there.
He did. And he did a bloody good job when he ran our team too.
He did.
We forget that.
Well, he is a star. Mm-hmm. And one more. This happened, the NFL draft was on.
Yes.
And this happened to an Aussie.
With the 110th pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Daniel Faalele. From Minnesota.
And from Melbourne, Australia. And the Golden Gopher offensive lineman at one point has been over 400 pounds. This is a perfect Ravens pick.
Phil, he's a monster.
203 centimetres and 174 kilos.
No.
174, Jim. He's a monster. The biggest player in the NFL he will be this year. And he's from Melbourne. He played basketball and rugby here. So that is great. So well done to Daniel Faalele. Yes, good on him.
All right.
That's a nice rap.
Not a bad rap.
Good rap.
I can see purple through the glass. He's ready and loaded up.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You and I have both got children that went to the most expensive school in Australia.
And
how's that gone for
them? They're not launching any rockets.
Any four of them.
It's time to do this.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
Get purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session.
Nice to see you, Damo.
Hello, Jim. You're rolling with the Howie look today, I see. The thongs and the jeans.
Well, I'm hanging on. Only had one thong wearer.
I'm hanging on to the summer.
Right.
Because once the thongs go away, that's the end of it.
Yes.
And then you're scarves and beanies and all bloody overcoats and stuff. So I'm clinging on. Now,
Dame, I've got a thong on.
Oh, don't.
Bill, don't even joke about that.
Please. It's not a nice thought.
What are you looking at positively?
It's hard to go past the last game of round 7, isn't it, with how Brisbane Lions handled the Sydney Swans. I don't think there was too much loss by the Swans in that particular game, but they withstood a fierce Buddy Franklin-led comeback in the third quarter, the Lions, and I think we knew that they were the main and obvious standout to the Melbourne Rain, as we're calling it. But yeah, we got that confirmed, I think, out of round 7. And just the avenues to goal, Jim, as you know, they were without Joe Danaher for the second half. Yep. He was subbed out. As we speak, there's yet to be a diagnosis on that. Who was it?
Eric Hipwood still not playing.
He's at least another fortnight away, and that they may still just be cautious with him. But they're just finding ways to goal, aren't they? We had yesterday we had Cameron, who's a renowned goal kicker, McStay and Rayner each kicked 3. Yep. Zorko had 5 shots at goal, and that's the first time he's done that this year, Bill, and that number anyway. Just another avenue. And even their normal goal kickers in Bailey and McCarthy just required the one. But I thought it was a commanding performance and one that really does just set them up to...
They had a horrible record there.
Yeah, terrible. 2009 was the last one.
Well done to them.
Yeah, it was. It was a good game to watch too. And Lockie Neal, we know he's won a Brownlow in 2020, but he's a... I don't want this to be too simplistic, but he's a better footballer now. What he's done in the first 7 rounds this year, Bill, he's a more complete footballer, if that makes sense, given he's already been a complete footballer in a course of a season.
They pumped him up. They said he's had a really good preseason. Look out for Lockie Neal this year because he had a poor year last year.
And he had the injury early-ish last year as well, which he had to contend with. So, he's there. And Fremantle too. I mean, we covered the game and you watched it from the Cotton On box, I think, Bill, on Saturday when saw you.
That'd go in your positives, wouldn't it? The Cotton On box.
Where did you end up watching it, Bill?
Well, I had enough at 3-quarter time and went down the pub.
He is the greatest downhill skier of all time, Bill.
You left the ground.
If he senses that Geelong aren't going well, aren't going to win, he just leaves.
Well, I wanted to have a bet, and I knew some blokes in the pub, so I went down to the pub.
You can bet on your phone?
No, I wanted to be in the atmosphere at the tab.
Did you?
So I went back there, and Well, you nearly turned it off, to be honest. Terrible. Cats couldn't get it and couldn't use it, but Freo were good.
Yeah, they were really good, weren't they? It was important in the context. And look, this is a team that's made a grand final and played in prelim finals, but in terms of home and away wins, it's right up there at the very high end.
Totally
agree. And it's just it's a franking of an endorsement of the Justin Longmuir coaching. And he just wasn't fazed, was he? No. Pre-match, we spoke to him 15 minutes before the game started. He was, talking quite openly about where they're at, and
the band walk right through him.
Band walk in front of him, answering questions about Nat Fyfe, and as we knew before the game, obviously not having Tabiner and Darcy, Fyfe already out, but they never made an excuse before the game, and we got to see why. So they're going to come back in.
What about Lloyd Meek? I'm sitting watching it purple. I only got the second half of it. I'm watching and I'm going, and by that stage, Lisa was back in the room in Perth. I said, you watch this. You watch this go out in the full.
You caught it.
You said, you watch. The only thing he can't do is kick the ball out in the full. I said, you watch what happens.
And it was a nice mark to get the ball.
Oh, brilliant, mark.
Look, he's not the first non-Victorian to do that. No. Non-Victorian team player to do that at that ground.
And it didn't just sneak out the full either.
It was a long way out.
Oh, yeah. You reckon that's part of it too, do you?
Of course.
I want to give a tick to GWS. We've ridden them pretty hard during the course of the year, but they got their second win, and they looked at times in that game, Bill, against Adelaide, like they did at times of 2019 and even 16. They were good. I mean, they had multiple goal scorers by kicking three goals. Toby Green kicked four. Whitfield, Canelio, and Hogan all kicked three. Kelly was at his absolute very best. And they might just get in a half a roll now. They've got some system.
So much talent.
Yeah.
And Whitfield's another one that finally found a bit of form.
Finally.
He's been slow, hasn't he?
Yeah. Port Adelaide, too, in a similar vein, just getting the win in was a real ugly slog against St Kilda.
But a good win in the end.
Oh, a really good win, yeah. To get their second win of the season. And you just don't want anyone other than Robbie Gray to have the ball if you're a person there. And not just the way he seized that moment and on one leg. I mean, he could hardly run, couldn't he, when he got it. Just had the calmness of mind to know that he just had to kick a point. Some players would have panicked and probably centred it to the top of the goal square. Yeah. And that might have been a right call too. But now he thought, I'm going to do this myself. And then as he does, found the ball again in the final 30 seconds after that.
So we're doing the negatives next. Yeah. But remind me to discuss the reaction to St Kilda sending that game up there.
Right, I've got a view on that too, Jim. I'm keen to get yours. Yeah. Like want to just pump up Charlie Curnow. I just think he's putting together some form of season. He's only two or three goals off the Coleman lead there, Bill. He's got 19 at the moment. Performing beautifully with Mackay. He kicked four goals, Mackay, on the weekend against North. Curnow kicked three. Cripps is coming forward to add his height and bulk as a third marking option. But just to know that he's missed more than 2 years in a row, to come back in round 19 or 20 or whatever it was, he played the last four games of last year, and it was important to have those games in his system, more so to get ready for the preseason, which happened thereafter, and has not looked back in the seven games he's played this year. It's been great. I just love what Collingwood's bringing. It was only against Gold Coast, and they've got their problems, and we'll touch on them on the other side of the negatives. But to go 4-3 after seven, Bill, and to have the first two goals conceded against the Suns as they did in the first quarter, but then to get to quarter time with seven goals to their own name. Yep. There's just something about Craig McRae seizing moments, and it was seizing that back half of the first quarter, which got them the win. And
speaking of which, I did say this to Fat off air, I liked Kane Corns with the blonde hair.
Yeah.
I like it because there are times when you've got it wrong, you need to put your hand up and say, I acknowledge I got it wrong.
What are you saying?
And I like the fact
you're saying that.
I just say when that happens.
Well, you're saying
just because it's never happened.
Well done to Kane for saying
he
I got
did,
it wrong.
And exactly. got it wrong and put the blonde wig on. I liked it, Bill.
Wasn't the wig. Was it?
He raises it. Wasn't it Luke?
He's actually gone the
rinse.
Peroxide.
Yeah.
Even in the makeup chair, we looked at him. What is he doing? And he didn't want us to know too much about it. But then he came out with the proper blonde rinse. He actually looked all right. No, he looks better with it, Jim.
He looked, and it went well done to him.
Yeah. So if you can say.
Just back on that, I was wrong. Yeah. I think you raise a good point, Bill.
Someone just doesn't say it.
Yeah, Caro.
Got the time.
So she should watch Kane and see how it's done.
Maybe you get the times wrong in
Perth. She gets it wrong a lot.
Have you ever been wrong, Jim?
No.
You must have been.
You got the times wrong Friday in Perth, and you got the show all round, and then you tried to change it on the run.
No, I tried to get us to do some pre-recording so we could get it to air, and you refused.
You forgot that Perth's 2 hours behind or whatever. Yeah, keep going. Another, I want to throw one in.
Yeah, go on.
Mitchie Wallace, if I can.
Yeah,
with the family tragedy and then to come out and kick two goals and all that. So well done to Mitch.
Yes. No, it was good to see him back there. And they did a semi number on the Bombers, didn't they? Also, just want to quickly reference Melbourne, who narrowly beat Hawthorn in a good game from a Hawthorn perspective, but to do so without five guys. And they're all key players in the Melbourne system, out for COVID. And look, they just did it. Did it cruisily in the end.
I like the Hawks this year.
Yeah,
don't you like the Hawks? We thought they're going to finish down the bottom of the ladder. What are they? 3-4. And he's going all right, Sam Mitchell.
Yeah, and rather than just trying to play defensively, he took them on.
Exactly.
And there were moments where I reckon he's caused some concern for the Demons. And I think he's also shown other teams, Jim and Bill, a potential way into the forward line with the ball movement, just to get behind. Matty Lloyd actually highlighted this pretty extensively over the course of the weekend, how they got the ball behind Stephen May, which hasn't been done too often in the past 18 months.
Lord, we need to take a break. I'm getting the sense there's some negativity.
Of course there is.
This is Damo's Recovery Session on Triple M's Rush Hour.
All right, gone through the nice positivity of the round, and now we're going the other way with it.
We are, Jimmy boy. Lewis Young got suspended for a week for a bump. Now, it was a perfect bump on Cam Zerha to the body. Mm. Didn't hit his head. Perfect, perfect bump. It was all within the rules and meters and all that. And surely, Damo, the tribunal have got to overturn it. They can't let it get a week for that.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one, Bill, given I didn't see a contact to the head.
No.
Now, whether it's decided during the tribunal hearing that indeed was the case, but I didn't think it was. I was with you on how Young was adjudicated there.
So it was a perfect bump. So surely that's not going out of our game.
Well, you hope not. I didn't have an issue with Larky copping
I didn't think that was a week
incident,
myself.
The tunnelling on Lewis Young, actually, coincidentally. So
it was. So we'll watch that with interest.
We will, Bill. And I'm glad to see you're passionate about that because, I had the same view. St Kilda, I'm putting as the top of the negatives because all this carry-on about playing a home game in Cairns, it had nothing to do with why they lost the game.
One thing
so
to
you're
do with
me
it.
On this. Yeah.
But you make the decision to take a game away from Marvel. That's their home ground.
Yep.
That happens in October the year before. Mm. Turn up for the 2 hours and execute.
Yep.
It's got nothing to do with selling the
games. Don't kick 18 behind.
Exactly right.
Don't kick 4 goals 18. No. And don't miss goals if you're Max King from 11 metres out and another one from about 15. And Jack Higgins, who's been going really nicely, he missed two absolute sitters too, Bill.
Yep. Hawthorn took games to Launceston the whole way through their glorious run and never bothered them one iota. It's the biggest lot of rubbish I've ever read.
It's a shame for the St Kilda perspective because they're on a roll of 5 matches. They should have won. Their 4-18 scoreline, even last week in their win against GWS, they had a scoreline of 10-17. Mm. That's 14-35 in the past two weeks. And four of their seven matches this year, they've scored more behinds than goals. So that's the problem. And I hope that no one dared from that footy department go into Matt Finnis's office today and say, listen, we've got to stop this. Because if I'm Matt Finnis, I'm saying, get out, shut the door and go and kick straight.
Yep.
So,
well said, boys.
Gold Coast, they're disappointing, aren't they? They just to get to this stage of this year at 2-5, and to see Stewie Jew talk about we're just not ready yet, we're not there yet. It's not where they and he are meant to be at this stage. They got a very gettable Collingwood at the MCG, a Collingwood without Brody Grundy, and they own one of the better ruckmen in the competition, Jared Witts, and he was good. Don't get me wrong, but they didn't capitalise on that, and it just hasn't worked yet again, Bill. And we're going to have another season of a non-finals outcome for this club that's been in the system now since 2011.
So how long was that? 10 years?
12th season.
12th
season.
So you'd expect more, wouldn't you? You really, really would. And a couple of those early picks, and Isaac Rankin's one, and we shouldn't single him out, but he just got to do more.
Yeah.
Just got to do more, don't they? They really do.
Worries for North Melbourne and West Coast. Won't labour the point too much, but they're down the bottom of the ladder. The percentages is a worry. North's is only 59.9 and the Eagles is 55.3. Cool. That was a hard watch on Friday night. You caught it for Channel 7, Jim. I don't know how you managed to get through it.
It was a very hard watch. And they've got, I mean, North have completely bottomed their list out, and so therefore they're going to have to wait a while to get, you know, whatever they are going to get out of their young list.
Have they hit rock bottom yet?
Oh, they have to be now. 18th last year and 1-6 or whatever they are this year. So
but is there any sign of him
Well, I don't know, but
exactly. Yeah.
What I'm
saying,
got
to go up at some stage.
When you've done what they've done with the list, they've now got a very young, inexperienced group. They're just going to have to wait and see if the quality's in there. I don't know. The thing about West Coast is they've still got quality playing for them.
Yeah, that's the worry.
That's the worry. Yeah. So why are they serving up what they're serving up?
It's a big battle for Adam Simpson. It's his toughest test now as a coach, isn't it? I mean, he's been to the absolute pinnacle, so he can obviously do it. But this is a whole different story right now. And we discussed this at length, didn't we, on the Saturday Rub. But up until that game against Richmond on Friday night, I was with them to the point of it being a COVID issue, but it's more than that, isn't it? I mean, you discussed
game style is what interests me. They're so content to play the way they did in 2018, you know, chip it sideways and try and pick the eyes out of it. And footy's just moved from there.
Yeah. And it was only just holding on even in that year, wasn't it, really, to a point? I mean,
They had senior players playing the other night. They were just out of form.
Yeah.
And no kids. We spoke about that at the draft. They haven't had a lot come through.
They haven't. Yeah. I see Tommy Brown's kick it up for Essendon to get a priority picture.
Tom Brown.
What was that conversation?
I've no idea. When he said it, I looked at him and went, did you just say that?
They
played in the finals last year.
Finals last year and got picks 8, 9 and 10 in the draft.
No, I don't know where Tommy was going.
Hodgie didn't like it either, did he?
I don't know where he was coming from with that one. Tom Brown.
But to be 1-6 at this point and with another ordinary performance against the Western Bulldogs, that margin could have been a whole lot heavier than it, but it was of the 5 and a bit goals as it was.
But also, Purple, the thing with the Bombers, I think I'm right in saying they've played almost every game in Melbourne to this point. Well, they might have travelled once.
Yeah.
So they've, I mean, I know they've had some tough opponents, but they've played every game in their home state.
Yeah.
And I think now with, you know, where they get to the halfway mark of the year with something like 9 of the 11 games in Melbourne. So, I don't know how injured they are. You know, who have they, are they not picking that they can?
Well, they didn't have access to Merritt and Stringer there for some time, and that is an issue. Stewart's gone down back, but I mean, I think their back line's like, I mean, Mason Redmond tries every single time. I think he was good again yesterday. Yeah. But
what I'm saying is they haven't been ravaged with injury, and they've played
not
at
as
home,
badly as some teams.
And they played in the finals last year, so they would expect to be in a much better position than
they are. They keep saying or using the excuse they're young, don't they? That's the thing.
Yeah.
And I think people are just sick of that now.
Yeah, I think they are too. Yeah. To get to 1-6, and even the handling of the whole Dylan Shield situation where they decided to make the statement to drop him, but then you get to game day and he's got the subs vest on. To me, you drop him and make the statement and do it for a reason, not half drop him and then let him play. And he was okay. And I thought he was actually okay against Collingwood that actually got him dropped. So, it's going to be a long season for them. And, I mean, I think Peter Wright's one of the few good stories to emerge from the Bombers to this point, Bill.
Righto, the buses, Jim. Right. Please explain what happens here.
Okay, what we've done traditionally with this segment is we've sent a bus to a club that's going really badly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, why did we send a bus, by the way?
I think it was Bill saying, "Where's the media bus going this week?"
Sort of stuck in the media bus.
10 years
ago,
media
bus.
So yeah, that's
where's the media bus?
Because that's where the story
you
is.
You didn't remember that, did you?
I just remembered now.
Did you? With Damo,
I think he heard the phrase used by someone else. All Bill's ideas are ultimately someone else's ideas, and I think he heard it.
Of course they are. So, the media buses, and the engine's not going too well on our bus.
No, that's the beauty of it. Cool.
That one sounded
better.
Yeah.
Roger's bus
button
was buggy.
Did you hit?
The bus button.
Right,
I like it. That one at Tyler Marine might have to have a friend, so we're going to send another one out there.
He's got a full depot now, Purple. Yeah. He used to just have the odd bus.
Exactly. We emerged through COVID with a full fleet. We're going to send one up the highway, is it the Bruce Highway, Jim? Up to Carrara. We just have to have a look what's going on at the Gold Coast Suns. Yeah, we've taken it away at certain points in time, but it's going to go back there again. And I think it's time we get back to Arden Street too. We've sort of given them a period of grace there for 18 months, 2 years, as in while they sort themselves out. But
Jim's
I think
driving
we might have to go there.
Perth.
Need to drive it.
They take on Freo in Perth this Friday night.
How come there's two games Friday night, Damien?
It's Mother's Day Sunday, isn't it? And
it is.
I believe they wanted to just remove one of the games on the Sunday for Mother's Day reasons. And they've already had a round of footy this year, Bill, already with a couple of games on the Friday night. Just on the Docker situation. There's a couple of players hit with some COVID issues. They're going to miss this particular week. I'm just trying to get the names here. Akers, who was really good against the Cats.
I think he
Collier
had a sad day, by the way.
Did you?
No one went near him.
Yeah.
Collier, who's a great story,
Travis,
isn't he? And also Lobb as well. At this stage, COVID protocol reasons hitting the doctors already.
All right, Purple, always with the news. Thank you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You never apologise.
You actually have never been wrong. I strongly advise you don't do this.
Jim, shush. Sit back and let old Ratings Brownless have a crack. I heard a very good wholesome story the other day, Jim.
Wholesome.
Happened 2 weeks ago.
Right.
A New Zealand Warriors player, so the NRL, the rugby league, his name is Chanel Harris-Tavada.
Mm-hmm. Rugby league.
That's him. He played over 45 minutes of football for the Warriors against Storm with a ruptured testicle.
Ooh.
Kept playing.
Ruptured his...
No, no, I got that bit.
What? Testicle.
But he kept playing.
He kept playing, Jim. Mm. The doctor said it was one of the toughest efforts of 2022. He got a knee to the knackers.
Jeez.
And, mate, it was ruptured. So he's already had surgery and he's going to miss 3 or 4 weeks, okay?
Well, that happened, of course, to Popsy Kelly.
Popsy Kelly.
Or was it Mitch Duncan? One of your boys.
Popsy
landed.
Kelly was running along, landed flat.
Flat, and then
pop.
Ruptured.
Pops.
And I reckon it happened to Mark Yates. Yeah. Dermot ran through him in a home and away game himself in a ruck and ruptured his testicle. And then that's how Mark Yates ran into Dermot in the 89 grand final, Jim.
What?
Well,
this is what interests me, Hose. Where are we going here?
Well, I've had a bit of time to think about this, a week and a half, Jim, of course, and I want to connect with the Rush Hour family so they can all have some input.
Right, so?
When have you ruptured a ball... Unusual.
No, Bill. No chance.
When have you ruptured a ball?
No, Bill, there's no chance anyone is ringing.
No, they will. They'll come. 133353. You watch the Rush Hour family here. I tell you what, he's a hard nut, Jim, this bloke, to do what
Bill.
He did. He's
can't
a hard
say hard nut.
Yeah.
Bill.
The doctor gave him some pills.
You're asking the family when have they ruptured a their ball. Testicle unusual.
Well, not testicle, ball.
Just a ball.
The same ball, gif, isn't it?
No one's ringing, Bill.
Is it? No, they're coming.
No!
Oh,
yeah!
Oh, no, then not.
Orange, 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 orange,
no.
Jim. Oh, here they come.
No.
Yes, when have you ruptured a testicle, ball, unusual?
Bill,
here they come to Papa! Come to Papa!
There is no chance.
Oh, from Tassie.
People are ringing.
Keetering, never heard of it. Oh, Eagle
oh
Hawk.
My God.
They're coming from Tullamarine.
I cannot believe.
133353, ring now. When have you ruptured a testicle, ball? Unusual.
You could even be winning a St. Andrews Beach Brewery voucher.
Oh,
you can now find St. Andrews Beach Brewery's range of award-winning beers from select thirsty camel stores across Victoria. I cannot believe it.
People are ringing.
It's like it's rigged.
No, it's not. Mate, they get ruptured now and then.
Do they?
Rose. Yeah.
Is this common?
It is.
What is going
Nothing,
on?
Nothing, Rose.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Married for better, for worse. He couldn't have done any better and she couldn't have done any worse. When have you ruptured a testicle?
Unusual.
That's it, Jim. And look at them. Oh, they've come from everywhere.
It astounds me that this is even getting close to working. Mark is in Melbourne. Marco.
What happened, Marco?
How are you, boys?
Good, mate. How are you? And what happened?
A few years ago, I was playing baseball, played catcher.
Yeah.
In 10 minutes, I got hit in the nuts 3 times with the ball.
Nuts. Yes.
And about 6 months later, I was laying in bed one morning and my left nut grew up to the size of a grapefruit.
Oh, no.
Ooh, wow.
You had a hemorrhage in there, Marco.
Yeah, had got an operation 2 weeks later and up with 22 stitches in my left knacker.
Oh, wow.
22.
All good now?
What's that?
All good now?
Yeah, mate, produced 3 kids, so doing all right.
Good on you, Marco.
Bill, within 10 minutes, you got it in the nuts 3 times.
Nuts.
How is it that we're here? How are we doing this? Michael's in Lilydale.
Hello, Mickey. Oh.
G'day, boys. How are we going?
What happened, buddy?
So it didn't happen to me, but one of the boys, the night before Deb, he must have rolled over awkwardly in bed.
Oh, no.
And, he obviously squished the blokes downstairs.
Oh.
But but he woke up obviously in a bit of pain, and he's like, oh, nah, it doesn't feel right. Must be muscular. So he grabbed the DP.
No!
All right, yeah. Rubbed it all over him, got a good rub. And then he said within a couple minutes, he's just like, oh, bugger, I think I've made this a lot worse. Yes. And had to run to mum.
Run to mum.
Not the DP. Mum rushed him off to the hospital.
No. I remember Jeanette running in to see mum. Mum, I've got a problem here. Oh, no.
Dave in Geelong. Hello, Dave.
Dave.
Boys, how are you tonight?
Good, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, Bill.
What happened to the knackers?
I was doing a paper round when I was 13 and, it just happened to twist me testicle.
Oh, how?
I just, while riding the push bike, it felt like someone was stabbing me in the kidneys.
Oh, would have twisted it. 13.
But, yeah, wasn't good. It was a Saturday morning before hockey, so didn't get to play. I was in hospital for a week.
A week?
Oh. Yep.
Twisted pill.
Lucky to find him at 13, Jim.
Stay there, Dave. Shay in Seaford. Hello, Shay.
Hey, mate, how you going?
What happened to you?
Going back in the fight and footy and, copped a knee straight to the knackers, mate.
Oh. And what happened?
I went to hospital after that and, ruptured testicle.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What happens then? What do they do?
I'm not too sure, mate. I was out like a light, so.
Bill, I've told you this in my glorious football career. Semi-final at Subi Oval against Swan Districts. Yeah. Rocky Passero, who played in the back pocket for Claremont and the Rezzies.
Yes, that's right.
He ruptured it.
And
blood was all coming down the inside of his leg. He didn't know what had happened. Yeah. Half time. So he goes straight into the medical room and the doc starts stitching him up. And I'm fascinated by that sort of stuff.
So guess what? He goes in and watches.
I'm having a look. And the doc, after about 20 seconds, says, do you mind buggering off? I'm trying. You're in my way. Oh. I'm trying to stitch him up. I'm saying, Rocky, what's going on? Is that, can you feel it? He goes, yeah, because you've got adrenaline going on. And so they stitched it without a lot of local or anything.
Oh, wow.
Got him back. He played.
He did not play.
Because it wasn't a ruptured. It was just, he's just split the skin.
Oh, right.
So he came back out and played.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Now, who's winning?
Hang on. We got Andrew, I reckon.
Oh, Andrew's there.
Hey, Drewy.
How you going, boys?
Hey, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, mate. I'm great.
What happened, buddy?
Many moons ago, after I had the pigeon pair, boy and girl, I thought I'll get, the old snutting done.
Yep, it's the snip.
Drove home in the car, and all of a sudden, shoot, I wet myself. Oh, hang on, no, I haven't. Popped all the stitches. Bang.
Oh, no, Bill.
Jeez, you shouldn't do too much when you have the snip. You know that. Straight home, Drewy.
I drove home, and you're not supposed to. No, manual clutch.
Oh, no. Manual. He's done the stitches.
The stick.
Come on, Drewy.
I will acknowledge that went better than I thought it was going to.
Exactly, Jim.
I thought it was narrow.
Yeah, I tell you what, our Rush Hour family, they're good.
All right,
everything happens to them.
Who are you awarding prizes to there, please?
I like Michael from Lilydale. Who was it? His mate in the dam, and he rolled over, and then he put the DP, and he went and saw Mum.
Oh. Mickey?
Yeah, mate.
You've won a voucher for Thirsty Cam, I'm new here. You've won a voucher for St Andrews Beach Brewery. You can have Thirsty Camel Stores, whatever. You've got that. Well done. $100 voucher for you. Thank you.
Love that, Mickey. Magnificent. 25 ranked in Australia. St Andrews Beach, a magnificent golf course. Yeah. all right, I like that. Bill?
Yes.
We're going to get to a little break.
Oh, news?
And then 5 at 5:05.
Oh, yes. Let me get on to that. Yes. Righto, hit the button.
We'll be back after this.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's why we're number one. We can tease a story neither of us know.
Yep. Everyone knows that story in the lift.
You know it.
I've been hit in the head too many times. I forget.
Second hour coming your way, and we start on a Monday with 5 at 5:05. And it basically is 5:05.
Exactly right.
So the hose is keeping good time because Rab's often
a bit later.
5:08 or 9 or something.
Yes, exactly.
So hit it, hose.
There aren't too many names in footy that
on Triple M's Rush Hour.
This is bizarre.
It's Billy's unique look at the other side of footy.
Not all that boring demo stuff. Sorry, Damo. Very popular. A lot of people coming up to me saying, geez, I love the 5:05 at 5:05. Yeah, they love it.
So have you got your craft sorted out with hose?
Yes, I have.
Right, good.
So I just need her to press the right buttons and...
What's at number five, Fat?
thank you. Well done there. Number five, Jim. Now, this was just a good story. Friday night footy, Maurice Rioli Jr., 3 goals, interviewed after the game. I love this.
There aren't too many names in footy that are bigger than Rioli. There was 3 of you out there tonight. Morris, how did it feel with those other guys out there with you?
It was unreal. It was a dream come true. Played with my cousin Willie and my nephew Daniel. Dreamt of this ever since. I couldn't wait. It's a great moment for the family. Yeah, it was unreal.
Can you estimate how many Riolis are at home watching this on the TV right now?
There would be a fair few. I don't know, there's a few here. Danny, my older brother. So, good to have them here and all the family back home,
Good on you, Morris. He was good too. Good little story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good on you, Morris.
How about number four, Bins?
Thank you. BT has a few issues, BT, doesn't he? Yawn sometimes. This time he had a nose issue.
Still inside defensive 50. Stewart's got it.
Oh, no.
Hand pass off to the running O'Connor. What was that?
O'Connor. Right on of a right.
Starter.
Never heard. Little guzzy stuff there.
You know, we heard that.
Yeah, they can sometimes get up very high. And Akers.
Should be free now.
Kicks into the centre. Sarong.
Still wenched.
Oh, no. Guzzy. There is a mute button, Brian.
I know.
So when you want to do all of that, you just hit the button and you can actually do whatever you want.
He likes doing that.
It's like when Chief sneezed.
Oh, we got that?
Excuse me.
There it is.
Well, he didn't have a mute button because he was actually live on screen at the time. Come on, Chief.
Next.
What's at number three, Cocko?
Well, thanks for that. Joey, our man Joey Montagna, going well too.
Well, these are pre-recorded intro pieces, so you don't have to thank people.
Well, I love people don't know that, Jim. They think they've just come in.
Just sitting there over in the corner? Okay.
Thank you to Laura, who just went with that. Joey Montagna, he educated all of us, I think, with the old two sirens.
Both teams are almost ready to get underway for this second half. There's the siren to let us know there's 2 minutes to go. Brucey? I didn't realise. I never knew that. Anyway, for 2 minutes to go, that's what the two sirens mean.
290 games of footy and you didn't
never
know.
Paid attention.
Did you know that?
No.
No, did I?
Same.
So two sirens means two minutes to
two
go.
2 minutes to go. There you go. I did not know
you got educated. Oh, that's what this segment's all about.
Is it, Bill?
Give us number two, Smack.
Oh, now, our man, who's going to start work with us, I think, on Wednesdays, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z coming in this Wednesday.
Horrific weekend on the froffies.
Well, he was in Sunshine Beach or something, wasn't he?
Oh, but on Saturday night, he admitted on air on Sunday that he was at the ESPY till very late and had to have dinner at Topolino's afterwards, which always, as I well know, unfortunately, is a sign of a very big night.
Yes, and he came in and he was hungover.
Badly exposed in defence, North Melbourne without Aidan Corr, who went out late. Aidan Boner got the job on Harry McKay.
Oh, no. They're exposed the week before with him.
Who'd you say? Who's that?
Well, Boner.
But you're right.
Bonner.
It's Aidan Boner.
Bonner.
Oh, what'd you say?
I might have to start this show.
Come on, JC. What about Duck just gets the giggles?
No. Duck thinks it's funny. As soon as someone else does something wrong, he thinks it's the funniest shit ever.
He loves it.
Boner. Come on, Jay-Z.
And?
What do you got at number one, Bill?
Good intro, that one. Now, Nath Brown does his top five every week. Mm. This week he did the top five reasons why you should date the Chief.
Ah.
So this got it. Anyway, he went through all the five reasons, and this is what Chief said why he will stay single.
All those wonderful qualities that Brownie just spoke about, I embrace. I love myself. I am in love with myself, and we are very happy together. I enjoy my own company. I'm a very selfish man, Howie, and I love just running to my own clock.
He loves himself.
He does.
Well, we knew that.
We did know that.
Yeah, and he's single.
Different.
And he's different.
He is. Exactly.
I think Brownie said he was good to talk to. He likes to sleep in. He's a big boy. He's looks
conversationalist.
After, all that. But Chief said, no, I just love myself.
He loves himself. I tell you what he is, Chief. He's very smart. That's what he is.
Too clever.
If you go to a quiz night, you almost couldn't take a better person if you want to win the chockies. He's unbelievable.
With music, sport, all that.
General
knowledge, spot on.
Pop culture, he's a freak, Chief. Mm. That's the nicest thing I'll ever say about him because there's nothing else about him I like.
He could play 42, by the way. You got to say.
I just said to you, that's the only nice thing I'll ever say about him. Because he's not a person I enjoy.
I like him. He'll sit on you. He's going to throw you out in Clarendon 3 one day. He'll do it again.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Greedy, greedy. Japanesey.
Now, Bill. Amazing story out of the States.
Ooh.
Where this couple were renovating a house in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois.
And,
Bill.
Illinois.
Well, of course it is, Bill. And they opened up one of the walls while they were doing the reno, and inside was a McDonald's bag with a couple of empty wrappers that had hamburgers in them and some French fries that were still there, dating back to 1955.
1955.
Well, they've narrowed it down to somewhere between 55 and 60. So
righto.
In that time. Jeez. So they've been in there the whole time. The fry's still going beautifully.
Still, just heat them up.
I don't know.
Heat them up and eat
them. I didn't even know until we were discussing this off air that Macca's was that old.
Well, it was founded in 1940 by Richard and Morris McDonald. Mm-hmm. So that, hence the name comes from Jim. And it was a hamburger stand. And then the Golden Arches logo was introduced in 1953. So it's been around for 82 years, McDonald's.
But this packaging does not have the Golden Arches.
No,
so this is
the original.
Really old.
Yeah, the original.
So we were then got chatting about the fact that we have all done renovations. I did one on a house that actually the Smorgans owned, parents owned years and years ago. I only found that out later.
In Adelaide?
Down the bayside here.
Yeah.
And we, in the throes of doing the renovation, had to crack a wall open and intact Sun Herald from the 50s was in the wall. Yeah. So obviously whoever was building it was reading the paper and then just left it in between the two bricks of the wall.
Yeah.
And it was like...
You could read it.
You could read it. Bloody oath you could.
Wow. In 52.
But I don't know. I couldn't remember what
Geelong
year it was.
Geelong won the premiership.
It was 50-something. Anyway. So you have just done the same thing yourself.
Well, I have renovating. I'm doing a bit of work on my joint, Jim, and I was just there with I grabbed the brickies labour and he helped me out. We're knocking
you
down a wall.
You were doing nothing. They were doing it all.
And they found a coin or a penny, 19... What year did I say? I forgot. 23? 1923 or something, Jim.
A coin in your wall from 1923.
Yeah, exactly. Just told me today. 1923. That's old, Jim. That's nearly 100 years old.
All right. So hence.
Hence.
Hose.
Hence.
Oh,
hose. You've got to have some more conviction. No, so I'm going to do it again. So hence.
Hence.
That's it, hose. 133353. What have you unearthed while renovating your joint?
Unusual.
I don't reckon we need an unusual.
Okay.
I think it'll work anyway. What have you unearthed as you are renovating your house? What are we giving away, please, Hosemary?
Love it. Grilled healthy burgers fueling athletes everywhere. I've got a $100 voucher for you if you call now, 133353.
Oh, have a look at them.
Oh, from Wagga Wagga.
In they come.
Dubbo.
We'll take your calls next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Went on sale today at noon o'clock. at midday.
All right, so you're renovating your house, Fat.
Yes.
You often have to knock down walls or maybe rip up a floor or whatever.
Boards,
and it is amazing what you find when you do it.
Spot on.
So we're asking you, 133353, ring us now, like a lot of people have. Beth has, in fact, from Croydon North. Hello, Beth.
Hi, how are you going?
Hello, Beth. What did you find?
We found $500
sticky
taped to the underside of the cutlery drawer in the kitchen.
The old notes?
No, the new polymer notes.
Oh, beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
Don't say where you live.
No, well, we just did.
Oh, you did. You gave it away.
Well, I think there's lots of people in that part of the Melbourne built.
But
that's nice, 500.
Do you keep it all, Beth?
Yeah, we did. Well, the tradie rang us. Oh. And he said, we've found the $500. I've stuck it in the drawer in the bar. And I said, what $500? Yeah. He said, there's $500.
Geez, that's an honest tradie.
He was very good. He was wonderful.
$1,000.
Oh, you reckon he just halved it?
He did.
Well, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Well done, Beth. Yeah. Stay there. Daz is in Essendon. Hello, Dazzling.
Hey, boys. How you going?
What did you find, Dazzling?
Well, it was a school excursion, but for some reason I couldn't go on. So it was a couple of days. And one of the priest said, we'll just rip up the old nuns' floorboards where they used to stay. So we spent a couple of days ripping up the floorboards and found a nice collection of empty scotch bottles and VB cans, the old steel kind.
Oh, don't
right
tell
down
me.
The nunnery. Not
the nuns.
Oh, yeah.
VB, imagine them sitting around drinking.
Remember those steel pointy things you used to have to open them with?
Oh, mate, but you'd stand on them because you're at the footy because they were so strong.
Yeah, they were the steel kind. They'd been there quite a while.
Mm. We have to open either side of the can as well.
Yeah, that's sure.
Yeah, bloody oath.
Imagine the nuns just sitting there having a VB. They'll throw it under the floorboard.
I wish the nuns at my school had done that.
Well, I think they did. That's what Dazzling.
Nuns. Well, Daz, stay there. Maddie's in Warm Ponds. Maddie?
We might come back to Maddie.
Just to see if we can get your line sorted. Gemma in Bendigo, Bill.
Oh, Gemma, what did you find?
We found a whole lot of dog poo in our wall. We were renovating our bathroom.
How do you find dog poo in a wall?
Well, at first we thought we either have a really serious rat problem. Yeah. And
big rats.
They were massive. And the builder said to us they see it all the time in houses. They pull down walls. There's dog poo everywhere. And all the rodents bring it up and they, like, eat it and they sleep on it.
That's disgusting.
So I probably wouldn't be, like, giving it to someone and putting it in a drawer and telling them, but that's what we found.
All right, stay there, Jim. Greg's in Corowa. Hello, Greg.
How you going, guys?
Good, Greggy. How's Corowa?
Oh, excellent. Always good.
It is. You know, he's from Corowa, Jim. John Longmire.
Oh, big Johnny Longmire. Baldale,
actually. Baldale. Drink with Freddie every now and then. Have a beer with him at the Baldale pub.
Baldale, Bill.
Corowa, Jim. It's Greg. What did you find?
Well, I didn't find it, but I brought it. A fellow in America found a 70-year-old unopened Coke can in an orphanage. He was doing renovations there.
Bloody hell.
So now I've got an unopened 70-year-old can of Coke in my collection.
How much did he want?
Yeah.
I know what it's worth, but I didn't pay what it's worth.
What is it worth?
Like hundreds or thousands?
About $700 or $800.
Well done.
Bloody hell, Bill. Yeah, I paid $125 US for it.
Good boy. Imagine that if you just put it in the fridge and someone comes home and opens it up.
Pretty syrupy after 70 years.
That'd be all right, I reckon.
Tell him. Maddie's in Warren Ponds. Let's go back and see if we can latch on to Maddie. Maddie.
Hey, how you going?
There we go, mate. Sounding beautiful. What did you find?
Well, a few years ago, I was actually down Billy's Way, down Geelong. We were working on one of the old original houses on one of the Marshall tanneries. Mm-hmm. And we were pulling up the floor, setting up the stumps again, and we found a secret room that went right under the floor. About, I'm pretty sure it was an old basement, and it had been boarded up. But, yeah, it was full of tins, like old tins, from the bloody 1920s and 30s, full of petrol. The juice was had it. But, and also there was a couple of bottles of Ballarat Birdie down there as well, which that also had it as well. But, that's the whole one. It was a fun day, boys. We had a good fun picking through the tins. And,
holy hell.
Yeah, it was excellent.
Secret room, Bill.
Well, you know what the petrol would have been, Jim? It was depression back then, so they would have been saving the petrol up and things like that. I'd love to have a secret room in my house.
Would you?
Yeah, just hit a button, you go in there.
Would you?
Yeah.
Maxwell Smart sort of style. Yeah,
exactly. I'd love
Pete
that.
From Chelsea. Hello, Pete.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good. What have you found?
Mate, what did I find? We were digging up a mate's backyard. Well, I used to work for Brickies back in WA. And mate's old man used to own a pub, and he's kind of watching us dig up his new footings, and he disappeared. And then a couple of minutes later, a mate hit something, and he hit this tin, and he dug this tin up, and he opened it, and he's like, oh my God, there was this full of $100 notes. There was about $100,000 in there.
$100,000?
What? And the mate looked at me, he's like, what do we do? And I'm like, mate, it's our mate. We have to give it to him. Anyway, like old mate Chris comes back out, and he's like, I knew there was another one under there somewhere.
Oh.
Cheers, boys.
Oh. Gave you a sling?
Hey?
Did he give you a sling?
He gave us $100 each and our pay, so we'll call that good.
But you reckon there was $100,000 in there, $100 notes?
There was $100,000 in a biscuit tin, and there was like two or three he'd already dug up previously. So he owned a few pubs in his time, so I don't know where it came from.
We know that's the same with what Bill did at his house, which now is owned by Chris Scott.
Mm.
So I've said to Scotty many times, get yourself a metal detector and go through the back. And if you find anything, don't say a word.
I tell you what, there wasn't $100,000 there, Jim. Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot. All right, like that.
That was good. Actually, not bad.
So who are you rewarding?
Well, I liked, there's some good ones there, but Darren from Essendon, who was at the nunnery, Jim, and they found old cans of VB and bowls of scotch. Dazza?
Yo, guilty.
All right, you've won a grilled voucher, grilled healthy burgers, fueling athletes everywhere. $100 for you, Darren.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys.
Well done. Nice, Daz.
Got any others? That's it, have it?
No, we can give away a Triple M prize pack if you think there's somebody.
Well, the dog poo was interesting.
Yeah, Gemma from Bendigo. Yeah. I don't know. I've never heard of that.
No.
And that is it. The rats grabbing dog poo and dragging it into the walls. That's disgusting, by the way. Yeah. But Gemma, is she still on the line?
No, but we'll call her back.
We'll get Gemma a nice prize pack.
But we'll say we'll give her a Triple M pack, but we won't.
A bill?
Yes, we will.
But we won't.
What a tight ass.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What else is on TikTok?
James, it's nice to have you back in the studio after you ventured west last week.
Well, it's necessary because things go wrong when I'm not here.
Tell you what I did. I was in a cab on Sunday, yesterday in Perth.
Yes.
And they had the talkback happening.
Oh.
On the radio.
The radio and the Freo.
Hi, Bruce Hayfield.
Hi, Bruce Hayfield. That type of station. But they were talking footy, obviously.
Yes.
And they were mainly talking to the Freo fans because I don't know, Hose, how much you know about the West, but it's a town that's dominated by the West Coast Eagles.
Dominated. Mm-hmm.
They are a huge club. They've been massively successful. Mm-hmm. They've bullied the smaller Fremantle Dockers.
For years.
And they haven't had the success and they don't have the size. So this bloke's saying, if you're out there and you're excited by what's going on with the Dockers because they've just beaten the Cats in Geelong, give us a ring. So one lady rang and branded them Flag Mantle.
I like that.
Changed the name to Flag Mantle, she reckons.
Yeah, that's good.
And then another bloke's, I had a giggle fat. He's rung and he's given it the lid's shaking. It's quivering. No, it's off.
It's off.
Lid's off.
Round
We're
seven.
Winning the flag, you reckon?
Round seven and it's off.
Oh, I thought it was. Well, they've long suffering.
Oh, they have. And they'd be excited over there.
Oh, very.
Very excited. Because they've won nothing.
No, of course.
Or they've lost a grand final.
Lost a granny under Ross the Boss.
Yeah.
They got North Friday night, which is a game that they could very comfortably expect to win well.
Yeah.
So then that is a very good platform laid for the rest of the season. Half their games at home, very tough to beat at Optus Stadium.
They win those.
Anyway, Flag Mantle.
Love it.
Now, Hose, next four. I want to speak to you because there's some gossip around this office I want to get in touch with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can do that next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
This is a train.
We'll move on to question.
What's commonly referred to as a train wreck?
Now, James, you weren't here on Friday.
No.
The Friday huddle we're in.
I heard this.
A motley crew. Let me tell you, we were having a drink here because Rabsy was going away and we just stayed behind and they all just flowed in a different...
They're a weird unit.
Yes.
What's sort of weird about them?
Well, Duke's Duke.
Yeah, yes. I mean, he's standard.
Yeah, but then the chief just...
Well, chief's a different man.
Yeah, he is different. Yep. And then Nath's a bit different. He's a bit out there.
Yes.
Howie plays guitar.
Howie comes in with his just dishevelled, but he's had the haircut and thinks he looks good.
And he had his guitar.
Didn't have it on him then, did he?
Right. Yeah, because he uses the guitar. He's been learning how to play guitar.
Right. And then Damo's just all fogs up and gets excited and giggles. So that was the crew, wasn't it? They were all in here for the rub.
But what we didn't know at the time and what we heard earlier in the 5 at 5 at 5 was that I think Nathan's trying to matchmake Chief.
No,
unsuccessfully.
He has.
But he's also providing things for the Chief's home. I don't know if you've been to Chief's HQ.
No one ever has.
No one's been invited?
No one's allowed. He's a very private man, the Chief. In fact, he was of no fixed address for a while.
Well, he had the place with the stairs, Jim, and he had the pizzas, remember?
Well,
and he fell down and broke his shoulder because his thongs burst.
Yeah.
Had a blowout on the stairs.
He did. I think he's upgraded since then.
Well, and he had to move from one to the other for window facing reasons. Like the sun was coming in and he said, right, I'm moving on.
Too bright.
So, well, he's a different cat, the chief. So, but I understand that Brownie brought some products in from Scent of Home, which is Christina, his beautiful wife, far too good for him, by the way.
Yeah.
But she's got an amazing business making sort of candles.
They look real classy, very nice. They look expensive and exactly what you want in a nice home.
Nate
brought some in because apparently she thinks that Chief is a man's man.
Oh, no.
I don't know what's going on there either.
Ooh.
But she offered a beautiful candle from her collection.
Yes.
Chief opened the box, took one sniff and went, too vanillary, and handed it back.
No.
Gave it back to you.
You wouldn't just accept it with grace and say, thank you very much, that's very kind.
No. Well, he's honest. You've got to give Chief that.
You can't accept a gift and then say, I don't like it, and hand it back.
Well, you can. And Chief did that.
Well, you shouldn't.
I know. But imagine Nath would have had to take that home and go, oh, he doesn't want it. It's too vanillary.
I wouldn't want a sample go to waste, I think is what he said as well.
Good on him, yes. And also,
Howie,
mm-hmm.
who's got the Howie Games podcast, where he's branched out from just sports stars, but he's doing musical stars as well, and he loves his music. He's learning to play guitar, as I said. He was going on a bit of a, I don't want to say date, but Luke Tunnicliffe.
Yes.
The
Tunnel Cliff,
can
the
I
massive
say it?
Nose.
Yeah. That's the one.
You say, go, how?
No. Anyway, so he's got connections with Robbie Williams, and Robbie was in town and invited Tunnel off to soundcheck on Friday.
Right.
He was taking Howie.
Right.
But there was a bit of concern from Tunnel because Howie was just rolling around in his thongs, as he does.
Yep.
But you can't go and see Robbie side of stage in thongs.
Yes.
So they turn up side of stage. Robbie is in pyjamas.
No.
In jammies.
Robbie Williams doing
sound check in his pyjamas.
In his PJs.
Wow. Mind you, Hose, I have read, I don't think it was an autobiography. I think it was a biography of Robbie Williams about 15 years ago. He is a very, very weird man, like properly weird, like not norm, not like a bit quirky.
A lot.
He's a very weird cat.
That's why he fits in with the Friday Huddle crowd.
Yeah. Yes. That's odd.
So and they're going from here to the Judd Cave.
Speaking of odd.
This Friday.
Yeah. That's odd too. Because they dress up sometimes.
I know, masks and stuff.
From Sexyland, not just any mask.
I know. No, something's good probably luck wrong there. With
him. Might have to have a listen to that Friday night.
Now, Bill.
Yep.
Next, we got a joke. Mm. And the Mondays are real poor.
Well, the last two have been very good.
Not Monday.
Yes, two Mondays.
No, we haven't had Mondays.
That's hence why, Jim.
See, the fact that he thinks that's funny means the joke's not going to be.
Terrible. All right, we'll find out next.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
New Radicals on Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill.
Tomorrow, Tom Liberatore joins us. Oh. Bailey Fritch joins us.
Oh, good players.
So there's two stars.
Stars of the game. Jimmy Boy.
Bill now.
Speaking of stars.
Monday. Yeah.
They've all aligned.
Yeah. Don't reckon.
Lucky for you and you, Hose.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hit it, Hose. Judge.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
All right. Jimmy Boy. Patty says to Murphy. He says, Murphy, have you seen the news? Three cliff walkers have fallen to their deaths. Unbelievable, said Murphy. I can't believe they all had the same name.
Cliff Walker.
No,
it's just...
So you don't get it. You don't get it.
Hose.
I didn't understand you because what was that accent?
Yeah, with the accent
firstly.
For start.
Three Cliff Walkers.
You can't believe they all had the same name. Yeah.
What do you reckon?
So it's up to you now to choose
Hose.
We go with...
Oh, you watch
Hose. Stop
plastic,
staring at me like
come
that.
Come on, Rabs.
Or whether we go...
Here we go.
Always
Where's
Bill.
Rabsy?
Always Bill on a Monday.
Where's Rabsy? We need Rabsy back. Feeding, I'm going to ring him. Rabsy?
No, he's at a wedding.
Oh, dance, Jim. Do your dance.
Bill.
That was a good joke,
Hose. She was just giving you some of that.
Birds. Mm.
Counting the beats.
Actually, a day. Exactly. A double.
Nasty piece of work.
Oh, I love it. I love it.